Aquan McElrath. I love how the name just rolls off your tongue. And if you don't know her, well, maybe you should. She made her mark on the labor scene here in the islands as an advocate for social justice. Chris Conybear is with the faculty of CLEAR, the Center for Labor Education and Research at the University of Hawaii West Oahu campus. He's also the executive producer of the documentary film about this local labor leader, Aquan McElrath.
Aquan McElrath is one of the great leaders in our history. Aquan, because she was a woman, an immigrant, a first generation, she maybe didn't get the credit that some of our well-known politicians and others have, but she was the one who helped devise the strategies that brought about the first multiracial union in Hawaii, the ILWU. She's the one that basically stood up to a lot of pressure from the Big Five, from corporate interests, and from others, and said, no, we have to change the way we treat the working people of Hawaii. And at the time when she came up, the working people of Hawaii were treated very badly. They were basically serfs. They had accounts at the company store that were never paid off. They were paid very little. They had no control over their working hours or conditions. Aquan helped change all that.
And so really, this was an important part of Hawaii history, with plantation history. She stands out.
Not only that history, but when she retired in 1980, she spent the next 30 years fighting for housing and for rights for seniors and death with dignity and health care and all kinds of other social and economic justice matters, including a free press. So she spent her entire life basically working to help better the social and economic conditions of the people of the state.
And I remember covering her during my time in TV news, and as I was looking at some of the clips that you've provided, it was just kind of nice to kind of listen to her voice again and it kind of take you back to that time.
Basically, Aquan realized from her own childhood, she was extremely poor. Her father and mother were immigrants from China. Her father died while she was a young girl, leaving her mother with, like, I think 5 or 6 kids. And her mother had bound feet and was almost blind. So that family grew up on their own. They did everything they could to make money. They picked rags. They traded things. They collected kukui nuts. They did anything they could to bring in income. And one of the things Aquan did, in addition to all that, is she put herself through college. She worked 3 or 4 jobs and started at the University of Hawaii back in the 30s. And because of her background and what she saw and how she perceived life here, she decided things had to change.
So you are trying to preserve that story, to tell that story.
We notice, I mean, we're based at the University of Hawaii at West Oahu, but we know that students today don't really know this history. It's not really well taught in our educational system. The struggle of the immigrants who came here to work on the plantations, the struggle of the Hawaiians who are already here, and not just the plantations, but on the docks and in various businesses. At one time, they were controlled by 5 corporations in Hawaii called the Big Five. Even to the point that plantation managers would know how people voted because they had strings hanging down from the ceiling, and they could tell if you moved the string to the right, you were voting for the Democrats, or moved it to the left, you're voting for the Republicans, and your manager might come up to you afterwards and say, you're not voting right. You want to keep your job here? So even up to how you're going to vote, if you even had the right to vote, were controlled by others. And so what Aquan and her colleagues did was to help organize people to fight against that kind of oppression.
So your hope is to be able not just to preserve what we've got as far as digital images and all of that, but then to put it in a format that those stories continue to be told and taught in the classroom.
Exactly. Our goal is to use Aquan's very compelling story as a gateway to a lot of other stories. We're going to connect it. We have more than 2,600 or almost 3,000 videotapes with interviews from people from the plantation era, the stevedores who worked on the docks, women who came here as picture brides, a whole treasure trove of material that will be linked to this documentary via a website so that people who are interested in any aspect of it can then come back, click on a link, and get a full-length interview from, say, one of the people who appears in the documentary. And as you know from your time in news, the amount of time on screen might be 20 seconds, but we might have an hour interview with somebody. So we're going to try to make all that available.
Now, when you were last here in our studios, you were talking about the sugar plantation days, and you did a documentary about Maui that was then used as a resource for a book, the swim club, the three-year swim club. But that focus on the history, that project, you were able to get some money to help digitize some
right.
of those things.
So the good news is we've gotten the money to digitize a lot of this material. Without that, we wouldn't have been able to probably even embark on this documentary. The problem now is turning all of that, those resources, into a world-class documentary, a system of video excerpts that will be used in classrooms, both from K through 12, plus in the university system, and then this website that will link all of that material I talked about, so that full-length interviews with picture brides, full-length interviews with longshoremen, full-length interviews with women who worked in the pineapple canneries, for instance, all of that will be available.
Okay, so you're basically launching a campaign to be able to fundraise either private donations or private foundations.
Exactly. I mean, we do have a grant and aid request at the legislature. I don't know what will happen with that. But the main thing is we are trying to save a hidden history. We know names in our history. We know names like Burns, and we know names of famous politicians and all of that. But AQ, Aquan's nickname, she worked with a group of people that really changed the face of Hawaii. And they had names like Sleepy and Pinhead and Mustard and Cotton and Dynamite and whatever. And these were the ordinary working people in the fields, on the docks, and they actually helped bring about these changes.
And those stories of those people deserve to be preserved, along with the Burns.
Along with the high-profile politicians and others, and maybe even more so. Because without them, without the organizing that Aquan and her colleagues did, we might not have been able to change that system. They were part of that whole move to bring a democratic process to Hawaii. You know, as they say, if you don't know your history, you might repeat the bad parts. So we're trying to tell people that somebody like Aquan, who had started out with nothing, was dirt poor, with resolve, intellect, and a clear direction of ethical responsibility, was able to make great changes and help others make great changes. And we think anybody can. We'd like people to be inspired by this woman. I was, and I know many people that know about Aquan, but I'm afraid the current generation, they don't anymore. We have to remind them.
And so the nut that you have to crack.
Basically, right now we need $200,000 for the documentary. We're working on other money that will create the website and the curriculum development pieces. In fact, Thursday I'm going to the East Coast to Amherst College, where Franklin Odo, who used to head the Ethnic Studies Department here, is now a professor, and they're going to help us with some money and also help create some of the curriculum development pieces that we can use, not just in Hawaii, because this is not just a local story. We see this as an international story, a national story.
We've been hearing from Chris Conybeare, executive producer of the documentary film about the life of labor leader Aquan McElrath. We'll have links to the project and more on how to contact Chris on our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.